everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Basic Speculation on the Pop Culture News on the Research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Whoa!
We're celebrating because the strike's over.
Yeah! That is true.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the untitled The Legend of Zelda movie?
Shigeru Miyamoto got on X and he said, "Hello, it is me, Shigeru Miyamoto."
He did say this.
"We are announcing that we are working on, in partnership with Sony Pictures, an upcoming live-action Legend of Zelda film. It is directed by Wes Ball. It is still 3 to 4 years out. Goodbye." Okay. And we said, thank you, Miyamoto. We also said, it was a mix. It was 50-50 of, thank you, Shigeru Miyamoto, and other people being like, huh?
What?
Sony and Zelda?
Yeah, two things that leap out there. One, I hate that you're calling it X. Does not roll off the tongue at all. And two, Sony.
Yeah.
Sony, famous bedshitters. Sony,
and
you
said. U-Ball, who made...
Not U-Ball, Wes Ball.
Wes Ball, okay.
Wes Ball made your upcoming 2024 most anticipated film of all time.
What movie's that?
The fourth entry in a franchise where you haven't seen any of the other movies, but for some reason this one you're very excited about.
What's he talking about?
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh. I'm like, this could be so many
It could
things.
Be anything, dude.
The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games?
Is it The Maze Runner? Is that coming out with another one?
You've actually got it in two, because that's the other series he directed.
He did The Maze Runner.
He did The Maze Runner.
Holy moly.
He did The Maze Runner.
You got so much fucking brains in your head. I saw the first Planet of the Apes.
Which one?
Tom Felton hassled the gorilla.
Oh, you've seen that one.
Yeah.
The one that everyone's like, that was... I would say that
gorilla
pills cured his Alzheimer's, but
make him a gorilla. No.
Made him an ape. That is also what I was thinking, but that's not true. Is that a joke we made?
It's got the guy from a TV series that may involve spies and a comedy. I want to say it's got like a one-word title, like Chuck.
Greg?
I don't know. Anyway.
I think Chuck is a show.
Chuck is a show. That stars Shazam.
Ah. Is there like
What's his name? Zachary Levi.
Is the guy at the end of when John Lithgow gets aped-pilled?
James Franco is the lead in this film.
No, I know. The other guy who's like, I'm calling for work sick. And then he's the like patient, maybe 0 or 1. And it was his friend.
I don't know. Was that
Zachary Levi?
No, was that like Zachary Levi's sidekick in that film? I mean, in that series, Chuck?
I've never seen an episode of Chuck before in my life.
Me neither. I don't know why he's high, I'm asking this.
Chuck to me has embarrassing vibes. I feel like army kids in high school watch Chuck for some reason.
Well, okay.
You know, kids who loved tanks? In my mind, they also loved Chuck.
Okay, you got to watch one of these TV shows. You got let me know which one you're picking.
Young Sheldon.
No? I know you want to watch Young Sheldon really bad. Well, I'm not making it Young Sheldon. It's Chuck or Psych.
Oh, fuck, dude.
In my head, they're the same show.
Yeah, me too. And both loved by tank kids.
Yeah.
Which one's Psych?
Oh, it's that one about the guy.
It's the one where there's like a pineapple in every episode.
No, isn't that How I Met Your Mother?
No.
What about this? Can I chuck another one on the pile?
What's the one that has the chin? What's his name?
Patrick Warburton?
No. Army of Darkness.
Oh, Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. Burn Notice.
Okay. Yeah, that also falls in. I know Burn Notice is apparently very good. I know.
Just because our good friend Adam Cannavale loves Burn
he
Notice
is a tank kid.
Doesn't make it an army show.
Does that one have the pineapple in every episode?
Bruce Campbell's character, Sam Axe, wears a Hawaiian shirt, a bunch in it.
What about the television show Suits?
That's so popular and it makes me sick.
What? Is it still going?
No, it's like when it's like...
I get that and Succession mixed up.
Succession rocks, haven't seen it, but I know it's good.
How do you know?
I know. It's so easy to tell what it's good and what's bad.
I get Suits and Boston Legal mixed up.
That's funny.
The rules, though.
That's what I hear. There are too many TV shows, clearly.
Yeah.
Pack it in.
Yeah.
Suits is like... Everyone that loved The Wolf of Wall Street because they thought Jordan Belfort was the hero.
Yeah.
They made a team.
Wait, isn't the one a lawyer has? He's got a lot of Ari Gold energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Entourage meets Mad Men.
He is the only thing I know about Suits. A TikTok where a guy says, when you invite your bro over to watch Suits, and the bro's like, man, I don't want to watch this TV show. And then there's a hard cut, and they're both like really vibing out on the couch loving Suits. I tell you what, content is easy to make.
What are you going to, Suits or Peaky Blinders?
Peaky Blinders.
They put racers in
their caps.
Yeah,
that's the Peaky Blinder.
Oh, are you?
You're liable to get Peaky fucking blinded.
Yeah.
I'm Thomas fucking Jackson.
Fucking Jackson.
Peaky blind you.
It's a Peaky Blinders. What's that? They're going to Peaky Blinders.
You haven't heard about me, but I'm the hardest guy here because I got knives in me hat.
Because that's what you get.
You turned on.
You get Peaky blinded with a Peaky Blinder, right?
Yeah.
That's why it's called a Peaky Blinder.
I think you just get blinded. I think you have various degrees of.
You're not Peaky blinded. You're just
straight up blinded.
But the hat is a blinder. Yeah, a Peaky style.
Yeah. Where's the Peaky come from? Oh, it's because it's a peaked at the
cap.
Top?
It's a peaked cap.
Peaked cap.
Yeah. I just think. It's not really. It's more like a flat. I don't know what a peaked cap is. Anyway.
Psych is also, just to answer that question, it's basically cool guy monk.
Monk's already cool guy monk. Yeah, monk's the coolest guy I know.
Make a film?
Yeah, a monk movie.
Monk's back, dude. Yeah.
Monk on the big screen.
People are craving Monk. That's gonna cross a billy.
Oh yeah, Monk's right, gonna cross a billy. Easy. We're unanimous on that.
Yeah.
It's the year of Monk. It's Monk's year.
So
yes.
Zelda.
Yes.
Live action.
Yeah.
Don't know why they're doing that. Oh, actually, there's another bit of information we have.
Yeah.
That I haven't revealed yet. So Sony Pictures is financing 50% of it. Seems crazy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they've got a producer locked in.
Yeah.
They've got a producer locked in to help produce this film.
Okay.
And it's the man who, depending on who you are, saves Spider-Man or maybe doomed comic book movies.
Okay.
It's Avi Arad.
Yeah, Avi Arad.
Okay, interesting.
He did a lot of the stuff in the first iteration of the Marvel films, right?
Yeah.
And he was also very integral in, like, making them not bankrupt.
Yes, okay. But then he also...
like, put in place a lot of the...
So the first film he was the producer of was Daredevil in 2003.
Film.
And then he produced Hulk. And then he produced The Punisher.
What a right. film.
But then he produced Superman, Spider-Man 2. Not Superman.
Okay.
But then he produced Electro. But then he produced Man-Thing.
Okay.
A lot of these ones, I wonder how much producing that they, or did he just get like a credit for?
Yeah.
No, these roles are.
Dog shit.
I've not even seen it. I just heard it's so bad.
So bad.
So he is credited as a producer, not executive producer. Yeah, executive producer, he gets a bunch of credits there, too.
The producer, he was in some way involved.
X-Men 3, Fantastic Four, Ghost Rider, Spider-Man 3, Fantastic Four 2.
Oh, no.
And then he takes a bit of a detour for... 6 months, he produces the Bratz movie. Then he's back. King. It's Iron Man.
I'm guessing the Bratz movie probably made a lot more money than the aforementioned
previous
one.
Yeah, you've got to imagine.
No.
Everybody loves Bratz. It was at the height of Bratz power. What are you talking about?
So on August 3, 2007, for a budget of $20 million, Bratz came out. It made $26 million.
Hey, $6 million is not nothing.
That doesn't count marketing.
$6 million
is not nothing.
$6 million is not nothing, except it would have probably been negative $11 million, which is not nothing.
No, it's still in the millions.
Yeah, but it's negative.
It's great to know, like, but what I do with life, I'm never going to be $11 million in the hole.
It is crazy to think about what would have to go wrong in your life to end up $11 million in the hole. You know, we always say, Dusha, if you got $2 million, that would kill you.
Yeah.
I think if you got $2 million, you could get $11 million in the hole.
Oh yeah! If I have $2 million, I could go negative $11 million.
Exactly.
But with my current lifestyle,
no, $11 million in the hole is out of bounds for us.
I would really struggle to get $1 million.
Oh yeah, me too.
I mean, a mortgage technically, but I don't earn enough money to pay for a $1 million mortgage.
I could barely get
a loan for a car.
What could we finance that could get us so deeply in the hole?
I think I could get up to maybe 800 there.
Okay.
Yeah.
800 thou in the hole's respectable.
Yeah.
If I went to a casino and did really well.
Can you put a house poorly. Like if you go to a casino?
Yeah.
Like, how reputable of a casino will happily take a deed to a house?
Oh, that's true. I think you go to a shady casino.
All right.
It has to be a shady but high-rolling casino.
Yeah.
What if I promise to, say, a mobster $11 million?
Is that actually $11 million in the hole, or are you just getting kneecapped?
You're just putting a hit on yourself at that point. Hey, buddy. Hey, Peaky Blinders.
I'll give you $11 million. What for? I'm trying to prove something to my friends.
I'm $11 million in the hole.
I did it, boys. They killed me.
Yeah.
On the street.
Oi, where's our $11 million, eh?
Probably shouldn't have killed me before asking.
Oh!
And I come off scot-free, aside from being dead.
All the knives in my hat have made me dumb.
They're cutting into my brain.
I'm putting them upside down.
Put them in backwards.
I'm Thomas Jackson, and I'm not clever.
Gotcha. Puts his hat on, stabs his own brain, dies. Oh.
Like they were sharp.
Yeah, and long.
And long. Yeah, wow.
So, Avi Arad, recently.
Yeah.
Look, he's got some swings, got some misses, got some hits.
Yeah, well, let's look at his last 5 years, because he's really turned it on. He takes a break for a bit, and then he comes back in 2017, and then he's very consistent from that point onwards. Mm-hmm. Ghost in the Shell, live action. Mm-hmm. Venom. Mm-hmm. Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Uncharted.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You tricked us into a pattern, like birds.
Fucking Bugs Bunny does.
He did. Fucking duck season, bitch. God damn it.
Morbius.
Oh, no.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
Borderlands and Kraven the Hunter.
Borderlands came out?
No.
I'm not yet.
Yeah. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Kraven could be good. I lie.
Could Borderlands, directed by Eli Roth.
Okay.
What's Eli Roth done recently? That's a name I haven't heard since high school.
Yeah, Eli fucking Roth.
He did the Hostel or produced the Hostel series, maybe?
He directed the first Hostel.
I've heard it's okay.
It does a cool thing. So it's not that much more violent than any of the Saw movies, but it makes its characters throw up heaps, and that makes it way grottier.
That's awful.
A lot of the, they'll be like, they
cut the Achilles tendon close up, and I hate it.
Yeah,
but that also happens in Evil Dead and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Your Achilles is,
it's painful to think about.
Yeah.
Anyway,
So Zelda, obviously, you're going to have to. The weird thing with adapting a Zelda movie is that the formula. So whereas with Mario, there's no real story, right? Like, it's like Mario's got to get Princess Peach from Bowser.
Yep.
You can do with that sort of dynamic what you like. The Zelda story sort of games have a established story that is the same story for every game. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to assume, but then it's like, do you just adapt your own new version of the Zelda narrative? Or do you adapt a classic beloved Zelda movie? Are you going to go, this is Ocarina of Time, the movie?
You know, you are doing a generic fantasy film and we slap a coat of Zelda over the top. So you have your villain, you have your Zelda who is going to be like portrayed maybe as a damsel in distress, but then you kind of, she's actually not. She's going to be, you know, the one that's going to help. And then you have.
It'd be so funny if they did exactly the same thing as the Mario movie. Yeah.
I think
Zelda's sort of, I mean, Link's a Brooklyn plumber.
His brother is there too.
His brother, Zlink.
Zlink, I ain't never going to be nothing.
Well, they could just do it. Yeah, very much just be like, right, cool. Yep, you got Ganon. He kidnapped Zelda, and then Link, he have to go and rescue her. And that's it.
I think that if I was $11 million in the hole, and they said, hey, you're directing this, or you're in charge of the story, and your name is.
Yeah.
See it onto that poster. My approach would be, rather than going fully original and rather than adapting a game, I'd try and borrow from bits of different games but make it an original story, if that makes sense. I would have Link similar to Wind Waker Link, where he's
just
heard of the Legend of Zelda. he's aware of like the hero of time, Link, this guy from the past and whatever. But then he's just a stupid fucking kid. But then it turns out that he's maybe...
He is that guy.
He that boy.
I think as well...
And also you take the Zelda approach from Ocarina of Time or Wind Waker again, where I think it also happens in Skyward Sword.
Where there's like a secret.
Where Zelda is on her own quest for most of the game, and it's only right at the end. So you're only really saving her. It's not like a Princess Peach situation where it's like, Mario, I've been kidnapped for the whole game. Where Zelda, a lot of the time, gets kidnapped right before the final boss fight.
That's true. And she's hanging around as, like, Sheik and as...
Yeah.
Yeah, in Skyward Sword, she's on her own journey. In Ocarina of Time, she's disguised as Sheik, helping Link, and Link sucks without her.
And then in...
And then in Wind Waker, she's a pirate.
I forget her name. Zero? Petra? Mm. Petra. I think it's Petra. Yeah.
Okay, so, first couple questions I got for this.
Shoot.
How old are you, is your Link?
Well, that's a really good question.
Are we doing boy Link? Are we doing twink Link? Are we doing like
he better
young
be
adult
a fucking
Link?
Twink, dude. If Link's not a little twink, I'm going to fucking riot.
I think what? You're going to have to go early 20s, I reckon.
Yeah.
All right, so not doing little boy Link.
No.
No.
Okay.
Well, because I think this movie isn't, obviously, we're not making an R-rated Zelda film.
No.
But I think we're talking like PG-13 kind of for fantasy violence. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of what it needs to be aimed at.
Is it going to be, what tropes are they going to utilize in that sort of fantasy genre of this particular, are they going to? Like, are we going to get, say, a ragtag group of people that are going to come together to do a thing? Are they going to a ragtag group of people going to come together and going to heist the Triforce or some shit?
Zelda games have done that a lot. They're not going to give the whole Triforce 21 because it's too much power. And Link will only realize he has a Triforce of Courage, again, like Ocarina of Time, in the last fight.
Yeah, yeah. I think if this borrows from any game, it will borrow from Ocarina of Time. I think there's going to be time travel in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're going to get young Link, old Link. I think that's not old Link.
Oh, no, I pulled the Master Sword out too slow.
But I think we're going to get, basically, like, it will mostly be an adaptation of Ocarina of Time without it actually being a full adaptation of Ocarina of Time. Opening, you know, chapter one, the first part of it, he is a kid, finds out about his destiny, pulls the thing out, then we can cut to a destroyed Hyrule or whatever, find the four sages.
And then he says to Navi, shit, what the fuck happened while I was asleep?
I can swear now because I'm grown up.
Yeah, I can talk, bitch.
I can cuss. It's good to cuss.
But he has to whisper them like a kid who's scared.
Yeah.
He sees Ganon, fuck.
Hey, Ganon.
Fuck you. Fuck you. What did you say?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, loser says what?
What?
Yeah, dude. I knew it.
Knew what?
Got him.
I love Zelda so much. I cannot imagine a world where any of our ideas we've said so far make a good movie.
Yeah.
But I also can't imagine a world where this movie is good.
Yeah, no. How long is this movie?
Yeah.
I was thinking, how long is it going to be? Is it going to be a 3-hour like epic? Is this going to be because there is so much to do, and if you cut anything, and look, hey, gamers, they freaks.
Yeah.
Someone, when the Mortal Kombat film came out, and it was like going to be, 2 hours or something?
Yeah.
They were like, how can you honestly give any kind of character with only 2 hours?
Yeah.
Every character needs like 20 minutes minimum, and you're like, mate,
relax.
Calm down.
It's like I saw a thing where I think maybe Homelander is in the new Mortal Kombat, right? Somebody was like, he's not characterized properly. And then someone was like, in a game where I'm going to see him for like talking for like 5 minutes if I win, I don't care how he's characterized. the story doesn't matter to me.
They brought
back
the voice actor. J.K. Simmons?
Yeah.
Whoever the voice actor of Omni-Man is, it's a famous guy because all of Invincible
I think it's J.K.
Simmons.
He voices Omni-Man in the Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, Anthony Starr, are you voicing Homelander? He's like, nah.
That rocks.
Love Anthony Starr.
Yeah, but I mean.
He just seems like he's got no time for bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's hard to tell from the tone whether it was like, didn't want to do it or they didn't ask me.
Oh, like, yeah, that's such a classic. I would have done it, but no one approached me or whatever. Yeah.
I'm just an Australian guy.
I don't know, dude.
I think Anthony Starr, I think, is friends with our friends.
Well, that's nice.
That's crazy. And why isn't he here?
Well, he's here telling us about Amazon Originals, the boys.
The boys. Anthony Starr and the guy who plays Huey, I'm pretty sure, are friends with our friends.
That's crazy.
Oh, he's crazy.
Not friends with me.
Yeah. Did you know that?
We're loathed.
Yeah.
We're
hated, dude. By the industry and also just our loved ones.
I forget whom Chewie's name is.
Quaid?
Yeah. He's friends with our friends.
That's crazy. Huh. What
damn,
the fuck?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
First, I'm hearing about it. Yeah, I think the struggle with Zelda is that, unlike Mario, which is kind of a blank slate for like a whatever Illumination kids film. It's like this.
If this was animated, I'd be way less stressed.
Me too.
What market are they going for? Are they going for more of an adult market? Are they going more for like a
Chinese
market?
They're going for the fucking kid market, right? MCU market.
Yeah.
Okay. Where they're like, hey, fuckheads, you remember playing this game when you were younger? Or hey, fuckheads, you play this game now.
That's why I'm thinking Ocarina
of
Time.
Hey, future fuckheads, you're a kid now, but you can watch this.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they're going to like, are they going to aim it for kids? Like the Mario films, or are they going to aim it for, you know,
I think they're going MCU,
but sort of like, oh, it's a bit of both. We're going to get all four quadrants.
It will hit
important to hit the quadrants. Yeah.
It'll be MCU-ish audience, which, because it's the only reason they've gone live action, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because like when Mario makes $1.6 billion fucking billion dollars.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I shouldn't exaggerate because it's number two for the year now. Sucks to suck, Mario. It made like $1.3 billion. Is the second highest grossing film of the entire year by like a pretty clear margin.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't announce a live action film unless you were trying to hit a different audience.
Oh yeah.
Because you would just do another animated film.
Yeah, I'm honestly shocked that they weren't doing like a kind of
they're trying to hit every
Link's
market.
Awakening style cute kids kind of Zelda.
Yeah, I
feel like that would have been the
do that.
Honestly, Wind Waker nostalgia is at an all time high.
Yeah, exactly. That
but instead they said, fuck you, it's live action. So which means it'll have dark-ish elements like Twilight Princess, but it'll still be very much PG-13.
Yeah.
Or M for our Australian audiences.
Yeah.
But mostly PG-13, this is an American podcast.
I guess the first thing I would do if my name was ever associated, like I'm the first thing I would do is I would call up Peter Jackson.
Yes.
And I would say, are you free?
Can you
help me, Peter Jackson?
I've never directed a film about
I don't know how this happened.
You seem to do well with Lord of the Rings. Look, we've got some time.
Get my number? Don't worry about that, Petey, buddy.
I know the guy who knows Anthony Starr, apparently. It's all good.
I got your number through him. What? Can you make my movie for me?
Please. I'm telling you, in terms of like, it's a fantasy film. Yeah. In terms of like the ones that are done really, really well, Lord of the Rings. So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, can we crib from any of that?
Yeah.
Like, is there anything like that? Yeah, you know, I guess what is the main journey? What is the main like through line?
Okay. I found something that's a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
So Wes Ball, he was meant to do a movie in between Maze Runner and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, but he got fucked by the House of the Rat, Disney.
Oh yeah.
Because that they cancelled.
So he
was making an adaptation of Mouse God.
Oh, interesting.
For Fox, but then when Disney bought Fox, they said,
I think I've seen a lot of the artwork for that.
That's cool.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
It was a live action VFX hybrid adaptation.
Yeah, it looked like, all the production stuff looked really cool.
Yeah.
Disappointing that didn't happen.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Here we are.
I can kind of see this as being, if I had to guess for tone, like cozy fantasy. I think that's kind of maybe what they'll like kind of aim for.
Okay, so like almost like cottage core elements of dark
fantasy. I don't think
fantasy.
You can do that with Zelda.
I think you can. I think you open it, you make Kokiri Village where open your movie. You make Kokiri Village very cozy,
but
very nice.
Every single Zelda game that does an opening like that, it's only ever
used to pull
the rug.
Yeah,
100%.
But I think that's going to be like the aesthetic of the movie,
Could you do something like that where it's like, you know, either that, where it's like very much very, you know, very cutesy, very fantasy, very like, oh, look at us, we're having a good time. And then, he finally gets like, off to the higher Hyrule or whatever, off you go. And he goes in there and it's like, oh no, it's kind of like the future of Ocarina of Time. Mm. And it's like, well, you're going to go back in time and save something like that. No, interesting time travel straight away, stupid.
Here's what I would pitch, okay? So you open, it's Kokiri Village. Link's fucking around. I can't remember anybody's name.
It's hard. Link, Zelda,
who are these guys? But anyway, Kokiri Village, you see Link's like life a little bit. He's raised by some of the Kokiris. He's clearly an outsider because he's secretly Hylian. Then you have a scene where he goes into the Lost Woods. Little kind of like just kind of quirky kid adventure. Meets a Skull Kid. Then you have the Skull Kid be like, hey, you're going to be special one day. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this is good. I'm just saying that I could see this in the movie. Mm-hmm. Skull Kid's like, you're going to be special one day. He's like, that's crazy.
Which is good because that kid, that Skull Kid, it's coming back in the post-credits
scene. Yeah, of course. Then he's
found the mask.
Yeah.
or it's going to be like, see, I just think they're going to really just crib from some weird stuff and like, then what's going to be, you know, Skull Kid's going to go with Link to do shit.
I just think
you're going to need like, well, you know, yeah, you've got the protagonist, but well, who's going to be the quirky sidekick?
Well, that'll be Na'vi. Na'vi will be the quirky sidekick.
I don't
sidekick.
Know if they're going to do Na'vi.
I reckon they will. Chess, Skull Kid, Skull Kid's like, you've got a big destiny. He gets a fairy. Fairy helps him out of the forest. Then
fairy called John, different guy.
Yeah. Hard cut. Link is an adult and he's going to Hyrule Castle because there's a festival on. He sees Zelda up in the battlements. He's like, hubba fucking hubba, pretty lady. Ganon comes in. Mm. He's like, oh my God, time for my destiny. Generic hero's journey. Go to the four temples. Yeah. Fight Ganondorf. Yeah. That would be my guess at the basic layout of the movie.
Like, I think that's
Na'vi is your quirky sidekick. Maybe a Goron.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, yeah.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to take a Goron, a Zora, and maybe a Gerudo.
Oh, yeah.
To basically just do what, like, Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom have done. And just, like, as the movie goes on, the party gets slightly bigger. But I don't think you can do three temples.
No. It's a lot.
Movies don't work like video games.
Yeah.
Which is why Zelda is a weird choice. Because all of Zelda is just running around and being a fuckwit.
Yeah. You can't really do a movie where there's four set pieces in a row, and each one plays out the same where you do a puzzle and you get an object.
Link opens a chest at the start of the set piece. Oh, grappling hook!
A compass!
And then
now
like
he knows where he's going.
15-minute montage of him just swinging around.
Yeah, if anything, we will get a montage of like three temples, and then there'll be the fourth temple where, you know, like something happens consequential. There's a falling out. Link is like, I'm not really the hero. The Skull Kid was lying to me. Oh, wait, yes, I am.
Falls in a hole.
Goron! His name's Goron.
It might open with a explanation of what the Triforce is, kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or like,
it'll open with
in times gone by, these are the things that happen over here.
Because so many of the games do open with, like, it's like a tapestry or like a carving or like
a movie, a bit of a Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, right?
So it's going to have like that kind of thing of like explaining and like, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe like, oh, and you know, either reincarnated or whatever it is, like a little special boy.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
oh, even Rowan Atkinson is narrator.
Yes.
A little special boy.
Apparently.
Where's Daddy?
Yeah.
It's Mr. Bean, actually. Yeah. Narrated by Mr. Bean. Yeah, go on.
And so, same thing. Yeah, okay. Little special boy. Mm-hmm. Cast to, but he does not know that he's, you know, destiny's ahead of him, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Then we do the whole, you know, what you were saying in the, Kukri Village.
Yeah.
Something to do with maybe, like, you know, something happens where I'm like, okay, if they are going to do Ocarina of Time, which I think is not a bad way of long time has passed, like, people who played that are my age, and we've got money now, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, it's a market.
Movies. Not really, but hey, apparently we do.
We got money to go see a movie.
Don't have money to do anything. Don't have money to eat.
No. But I can see,
a film.
I can eat up that content.
Yes.
Yeah. And so something along the lines of, you know, again, he's like, oh, there's a big thing's happening with the big tree.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, cool, I gotta do that. Yeah, but,
tree sick, gotta go.
Tree sick, but oh, he gets lost in the Lost Woods. So he's like, you know, the Skull Kid. That is like maybe a spooky scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an almost like a raspy voice. Yeah. Kind of like really kind
doing
of
doing a little
like
Skull little, Kid dance.
Everyone's a little bit scared and he's kind of like, you know, weird movements.
Yeah. Like, he's got to move like a puppet.
He's got to, move like he's maybe controlled by three spiders.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, you know, you are destined for greater things, whatever that is. He's scared, he runs.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, he wasn't there to maybe save, or he thinks he wasn't there to save the tree, but the tree dies, that kind of stuff. And the things, everyone's like, well, yeah, blaming you, Link. Also, you're an outsider. And he's like, oh, hey, boo-hoo. And then maybe a smash cut. And then he's a bit older. And then it's the whole thing, what you were saying of like how he's like been outcast from the village and something like that. And he's like, okay, now I've got an adventure, whatever. And he's like, you traveled far and wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, he meets
different
people. Like he goes to Gerudo Town or
Goron
Town or Gora Town.
Game, if you're doing a straight adaptation, I've been thinking,
it's like,
how do you
go from that to then anything happening?
Yeah.
I've been thinking, and this will never happen,
yeah,
and it doesn't like, it's not what Nintendo is going to be gunning for. But the only game I can think of that's, like, very cinematic and in the Zelda franchise that would actually, you could make, like, a movie that makes sense out of would be Majora's Mask.
Spooky. Yeah, yeah,
because it's spooky. Yeah. Because it's set over 3 days, that immediately is, like...
It's like day one, you do a bunch of stuff.
And then you got the moon coming over, you're doing a bunch of stuff, but it's like, I need to figure out how to stop this kid.
It would be such a crazy one to start with.
No, I know, you can't start with it.
You kind of can't do it. But that just means maybe we get a very generic Ocarina of Time to then, like with the game, Ocarina where they're like, we've won you over.
All the games are so big.
They're so big, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It's like, okay, what about it's a simpler quest of like, you know, okay, if they start in the forest, it's like, hey, you're actually not from here. You know, we found you, whatever. He learns that. And then he leaves trying to find maybe his real parents.
Oh, yeah.
Or he leaves trying to find out, well, where did he come from?
Mm.
Where'd he go?
God, Nigel. Hmm. What about this?
Wolf Link.
It's a movie for furries. No, but what about if, typically.
Midna's a baddie, obviously.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's
not in
she
a normal, baddie. Not in the form, in the, it's when you fix her.
Yeah. Nice save, brother. No, so what if instead, so typically Link's like, I've got to go to all of the temples to fight all of the bosses to get, forget what it's always, you know, MacGuffin. Collectibles, whatever. But what about if it's only one and it's the Master Sword? So they're like, Link's like, the Hyrule City is fucked, and an old man, Midna, no, not Midna, what's her name? The old woman. You know.
The person who protects the Master Sword?
No.
Wait, are you talking about Impa?
Impa. He knew. He did. The old woman or whatever comes up to him and is like.
She's sometimes not old.
That's
sometimes
true.
She's
in this
also,
she will be.
Sometimes
she's also
a baddie.
Baddie. That's true.
Ocarina of Time, Impa baddie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think for this, she needs to be an old woman.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's time travel, he can see her as a baddie.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Anyway, but she comes up to him and she's like.
Are the Garuda in it?
Yeah.
Oh, then our baddie quota is.
Through the roof, dude.
Yeah, with 100%. Yeah. Big tick.
And the Zora, isn't it?
Zora's a baddie, too.
Yeah.
Dude, and the Gorons.
And the
Gorons.
Oh, yeah.
Not the Kokirikas, they're children. Yeah. Every other race in Zelda, baddies to the fucking floor,
especially
baby.
The Wolfling. Huh?
The Wolfling's a baddie. For a wolf.
Is there a wolf on
Is there another wolf?
No, it's just a wolf.
Is it just the one guy?
I think he's just the one wolf.
He goes into the darkness and it makes him
sick. Tingle's led by Himbo?
Tingle will be in this movie for sure. Tingle's not a Himbo.
Yeah, Tingle's just a moron.
Yeah.
Tingle in...
Without
in...
The...
I'm aware of what Tingle is, but for this film, can we make a Himbo Tingo?
Oh, Himbo Tingo, you've convinced me with your gibberish.
It's funny because...
Hingle Tingle?
Is it Majora's Mask?
Hingle Tingle? Himbo Himbo?
Or is it... Wind Waker, whatever game where you first meet Tingle and Tingle's like, I'm 35 and my parents want me to get a real job, but I know it's my destiny to become a fairy child
on
the forest.
That's Wind Waker, because the first time I think you see Tingle in Ocarina, he's like in a balloon floating.
He's not in Ocarina of Time, that's Majora's Mask.
Isn't he? I thought he was.
Nah, Majora's Mask.
I think in Wind Waker he's got three men enslaved. Isn't that a thing where you go to Tingle Island and there's like two of them are his brothers and one's just a guy? And they're like, help us, Link. And Link's like, yeah, it just rolls away. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that's true. Okay. So, where the fuck were we? Himbo Tingle?
You're thinking the MacGuffin being the Master Sword.
Yeah, and just collecting the Master Sword. And by doing that, we just do travel through the different places. We don't have to spend heaps of time there.
Hey, before we keep talking about more Zelda and Link and Ganondorf and video games stuff, what if we...
talked about NordVPN?
What if we talked about NordVPN?
I think actually that would be awesome. Let's take a break and talk Nord.
Oh, thank Christ.
Talking Nord with the boys.
Welcome to Nord Talk with the boys. Finally, you've actually gotten to the good content of today's episode.
This is the main podcast.
Yeah. The rest, don't worry about it. If you're listening to this, and this week on Nord Talk for NordVPN, Nord Talk with the boys for NordVPN.
Yes.
We're here to remind you that sometimes it's hard to watch sporting events or TV shows or films in your country because streaming services sometimes don't put everything in every country.
Absolutely.
That's right. Speaking of sports and whatnot, we wanted to watch the wonderful documentary about F1 racing called Senna.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, where do we find that? Well, you can go to Netflix in Canada.
There you go.
And so we used our NordVPN to be like, hey, Joel and his wife, where are you right now? And we said...
Canada.
With NordVPN, when they say where in the world are you, you can say wherever you want.
I'm in Canada, eh?
Time to cook up some poutine.
Yeah, and play.
And put on my toque.
Tim Hortons is a donut store in that country.
Horton is a who? Anyway. Not only is there benefits like being able to watch sporting events and movies that aren't available in your country, it can also help save you money because you can switch your virtual location and then book flights or look at hotels or figure out the cheapest way to get subscriptions.
Oh, that's
you
good.
You can trick those cookies in your computer.
Get rid of that metadata. Smart.
That would have been clever before I booked that flight.
Hey, next time.
Yeah.
You can see things that you wouldn't usually be able to see. You can save money, but it also protects your data.
Whoa.
And that's good, because I am not clever.
Me neither,
mine's
dude.
Mine's just out there, probably.
Yeah.
I was reminded today about, like, that Medicare hack or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't check.
That's fair enough.
Well, if you'd been using Nord, you wouldn't have to.
Yeah, because it can protect your data wherever you are in the world. Nord VPN threat protection protects you from viruses, malicious malware, and phishing sites. And phishing sites, I guess, if you want to block those.
And I do.
Yeah. I don't want any of that on my screen. Thank you very much.
You're probably sitting there being like, hey, sounds great. I love Nord Talk with the boys, brought to you by NordVPN.
My favorite podcast in the world.
Yeah. But a VPN will slow down my browser. Yeah. Wrong!
You could not be more wrong, you beautiful individual.
Because there is no buffering or lagging when you're streaming. And it stops your ISP bandwidth from throttling, which is important.
It is not like, you know, VPNs of yore where you were like, oh, time to fire up that VPN and my current terrible internet has become even worse.
Now it's all good with NordVPN.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now the final hurdle, you're like, all right, hit me with it, boys. Sting me with that price. I'm sure it's loads. Yeah. And I would say, dear listener, wrong. Because NordVPN. Wow, you're like zero from five, listener.
My goodness.
And that's because NordVPN is just the price of a cup of coffee per month.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's nothing.
That's cheap as chips. Just kidding. That's cheap as one cup of coffee per month.
Yeah, chips are spent.
I don't know how much chips are anymore. I don't care to look.
And you're like, wow, that sounds cheap, but can you do it cheaper? And yes, we can, because to grab our huge discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/baseless. That's BASELESS. Our code will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk in Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in our episode description box. And this has been another episode of Talking Nord with the boys.
Presented by NordVPN.
And now back to that other awful stuff we're talking about. Zelda, let's go. I love Zelda. I'm sorry. That actually hurt me to say.
Could you do something like it's a Destiny thing of like, hey, Link, you know, chuff off out of the, like, like basically the whole thing. I think we can settle on like the village being like, all right, off you go. Have a good time. He goes out there. It's not a completely apocalypse.
No.
But maybe Ganon is like, oh, things were so much better like a while back, but then this piece of shit.
Yeah.
And like, oh, the only way to defeat him is with a Master Sword. And then it's like, you know, then he'd be like, maybe I gotta get that Master Sword.
Yeah.
And then he starts maybe.
I think you need to
Deku Tree sort of gives him basically that speech in Ocarina of Time. He's just like, Link, I'm sick. Climb into my guts.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you fixed the sickness, but it's actually already killed me. So you're the chosen one. You gotta go get mastered the blade that dispels evil.
Yeah.
And go speak to Zelda. She knows what to do. Yeah. I have a son now.
I think, yeah.
Because then you got a bit of temple-y action there. It's also a call to action. And it's the Zelda stuff, and it's like a variation of what happens in the game. She's ticking lots of boxes.
Yeah.
I would say Sari is there. Link and Sari are hanging out. Sari's like, Link, you got to go speak. The great Deku Tree requested you. And then Link's like, what the fuck? And then go there. That happens. Then Link's like, I got to leave. I'm a little boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sari's like, I understand because I'm actually a sage.
Yeah.
take this ocarina. We're doing ocarina of time. Yeah, sick. Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
You're a sage. Oh, yeah,
I feel like
boy.
You're running out of steam now.
You'll see me again later.
Yeah. Because as you're describing this, like, you know, they weren't, like, you know, a little boy rolling around. Mm. He was a bit aged up. But I'm like, he's in green tights.
Yeah.
Nothing this movie does just tries to be heartfelt. I don't know if I can take this seriously.
I think they'll make him look badass.
No, green tights. He's not wearing green tights.
Okay.
His tights are...
He's white.
He's wearing brown.
Yeah, white brown.
Tights, green tunic. Yeah. I don't think he's going to look like the classics. I think they're going to do like a
Is he going to have a hat?
Yeah, but they'll make it cool.
No, he won't. Oh, he mightn't have a hat. He doesn't have a hat in the two new Zelda games.
Oh, that's true. Maybe he'll get his hat like he does in Minish Cap, where it's a bird who is a man.
Yeah, maybe.
Zelda games rule.
Zelda games do rule.
Well, he's not even a man. He's actually like a little gnome who got transformed into a bird.
Yeah, he was a gnome that transformed into a bird that got cursed to become a hat. Yeah.
Just wondering which one was not by will. It was the hat.
Yeah, the hat. He's not
bird
jazzed.
By choice.
He's no. not jazzed on being a hat. It happens to Zelda characters all the time. They get turned into something that really doesn't suit them. The fucking King of Hyrule. He's a boat.
He's fine.
I think he becomes a hat because he gave Vaati the power of some shit. Oh, I don't know.
No, he wouldn't give Vaati the power. No,
that's right.
So she. Okay.
Maybe they do the Minish Cap. Okay. Link gets shrunk tiny, has to live in a marshmallow.
How does the King of Hyrule become a boat?
I don't know. I've never played.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
What?
No, never have. I know, dude. Fuck not it. A true fan.
It's good.
I played Minish Cap. Yeah,
I've heard.
What if they did Spirit Tracks?
Yeah, Link's driving a train.
Link's a train conductor, and the bad guy is an evil train.
And he's the hero of train?
Hero of trains or the hero of tracks?
What's the very first sort of like Zelda game in terms of storyline? Was like in the holiday. It's dangerous to go alone. Take this thing.
Okay, so the dangerous to go alone. Take this. That's not the first. That's actually one of the last games in the timeline.
But in terms of, I think the plot is just like, hey, Link.
Yeah.
Ganon's here. Go kill him. Okay. I think it's very
just, like,
simple.
Trying to think in terms of like if they want to try and make a anything with substance. Like what can they? And like,
well, I think
They could do like one game that we haven't spoken about that also works kind of cinematically, and we haven't really seen it in a way like this. Would be A Link to the Past. Because rather than time travel, that's like there's like a dark world where everything's already fucked.
They could do that.
That might be easier to explain in a Zelda movie of like going through a portal to
this is evil Hyrule.
Where everything's rather than being like I time traveled, bitch.
Yeah, I used this sword to time travel. I'm sorry. What?
Well, you see, I am worthy of holding the master. I'm worthy of holding the master sword, but not as a child.
I had to wait. I had to age up. So I was just standing here
holding the sword for some
old bones.
While Ganondorf.
I was just sealed away in the kingdom. No one
also,
knew.
I opened that so then Ganondorf could get in, which he did. So I guess he just walked around me.
At the end of this game, my best friend, the fairy, just goes.
They just fuck off. I guess that's on me for being best friends with a little fairy.
I reckon they could do a thing to try and give it some substance where it's like a kind of a self, Link becoming the hero of time is like a self-fulfilling prophecy kind of thing where he's like, I know I need to be the hero, so I'm going to do the things that make me the hero. Yeah,
right. I hope they pick one of the other heroes he becomes. You're destined to become the hero of wind.
Yes.
Huh? You're the hero of seasons, Link.
okay.
Yeah.
I think
Look, I think they might just go a complete different, new story, new setting, new. Yeah, just okay. It's a new Hyrule kind of thing. And I think they're going to crib. Mm-hmm.
He gets
from,
flat.
Like a okay. bunch of kind of like what we've seen in more recent games. So you kind of got that weird fantasy tech.
Oh, they're like full go like Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom.
And so maybe we have that as a kind of like where the Hyrule is. And it's just kind of like, okay, cool. And it's just maybe there is just on the horizon, there's an army amassing. It's Ganon and it's going to be them little pig dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, there's a, Hyrule has got like its army defenses and, it's basically like it's Cold War that's going to go hot very soon.
Okay.
And then it's just like, okay, and Link is there and maybe there is something to do with either someone is trying to like, whisper into the ear of the king or whatever. And that's when Zelda like she choofs off and then maybe Link is like, I got to go after that. Mm. Maybe there's something there. Maybe they could like thread like a conspiracy in that. But I think like, if we kind of make that the sort of like your starting point, maybe he's just like in Hyrule Castle. He's either one of the Kingsguard or he's one of the.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, if you want to make it a little bit older, like, hey, let's weave some Game of Thrones bullshit into this. Let's weave some of that.
Part of me feels like, and this is so weird to say, it would kind of be better as like a limited series TV show.
Yeah.
Almost. Because then you can kind of dedicate some time. If you're going to do the world building,
You
can dedicate some time to
doing that
world
building.
And like,
are we
going to
get a horse? Where's Epona?
Epona?
You're going to be there?
So, would you borrow from like the highest selling Zelda games?
Because
that is Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom.
Am I thinking like me or an exec?
Yeah.
Well, exec you'd go.
Think an exec, I
most
guess.
Nostalgia, well, basically.
No, but whatever made the most money.
Yeah.
Because Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom have sold like triple.
Bongos.
What? So Breath of the Wild has sold 31 million copies. Mm. Tears of the Kingdom's at 19 million. And that's only after 6 months.
Yeah.
Then the third is Twilight Princess.
Really? Wow.
But the drop-off is big. Like, that's like 8.7 million. Ocarina of Time, 7.6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the original Zelda.
I think I'd be making it to basically try to not do, like, either a beloved storyline or not. Because, again, you really don't want to be like, wow, you missed out on this. You don't want that. You just want to be like, all right, let's get the essence
of what
this is.
You don't want to play into the hands of nerds, yeah.
Yeah, so you're like, all right, we're just going to get the essence of what this is. It's going to be just like, hey, it's Hyrule. It's going to be like maybe Link is a Kingsguard or a Queensguard or whatever it is, or he's a knight there. And it is going to be like a Cold War going hot because the Gerudos are there, right? They're rising up and like, oh, Ganon, oh, there's this story of this like – Ganon is
the Gerudo king,
very powerful thing, and they want to steal out, they want to take our land.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of like, okay, but the king is sick, or the king's gone missing, or something's happening that. And Link and Zelda, they got to, do something. Mm. They got to go and find out why maybe the king is either.
Do you reckon
sick,
you can deviate that much from the basic premise of a Zelda game, though?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can. I think you can. Obviously, you can do what you like, but I don't know if they will.
They made him a train conductor.
Yeah, that's awesome. But it's still, that game is still a Zelda game. He just is a train conductor. And instead of a horse, he has a train.
I think that's a pretty big deviation.
Can you really deviate? He's a Kingsguard? No. He's a train conductor. That makes more. That's
no,
more
it's
to
not the
vein.
Kingsguard bit that I have a problem with. Not that I have
Which
a problem
bit?
With any of it. It's that it's no longer about the Triforce. It's no longer about the Master Sword. Mm-hmm. It's no longer about Link and Zelda. Okay. You know what I mean? It's like, I think if you're making a video game movie.
Mm. Have you paid any attention in
awesome
Breath of the
beginning
Wild.
To a sentence.
So in Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, have you paid any attention to what's going on?
Yeah.
Link's relationship to Zelda and that is pretty much what...
Yeah, so I'm kind of pitching.
Yeah. All right, yeah, fair enough.
It's not true to the story, okay?
In Breath of the Wild, he's Zelda's knight.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just, you're pitching something that is...
You got to have the Master Sword.
Yeah.
I'm not like saying
it's,
you
it's,
don't. I'm
I
saying
think
that's
it's
the,
still...
That's the setting, right? That's where you start. It's like, that's where it's like, tensions are high.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe diplomacy is happening or diplomacy is falling through, but you're going to need like a... Basically set in the backdrop of like what could be a war happening.
Yeah,
and then then you have that little... story there.
That's a tricky one because... For the war to be happening, you're going to have to turn Link into, like, fucking Aragorn.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. Like, you can't.
I think it has to be set post-war.
No matter the sort of like the situation, whether he's a train conductor or a knight or whatever.
He doesn't have an army.
He does. Well, he doesn't. He's still just one guy going out there, visiting the four realms, getting something or doing something at those four realms, and then fighting Ganon.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, like we said, that's boring for a movie.
Yeah.
But that's what a Zelda looks like.
Yes.
So it's to deviate from that a lot. Would you do that as
Link be like an envoy? Could Link be something like relation to like he's the one
represents
going,
Hyrule going and seeing how everybody's doing at the different places?
I think I can see why you want to do that because Game of Thrones is just that.
Yeah.
Fellas being like, I'm going to go visit this other family. Oh no, they killed me.
I don't think they'll go that.
Dragon.
I don't think it'll be that high concept, basically.
Yeah.
Because it has to appeal to kids and it has to appeal to people that are like, the best movie that's ever been made is Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, sorry. No, it was The Dark Knight. Yeah. Because it's edgy.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan, genius.
Yes.
He is.
Why am I so serious, Batman? You're not. You're funny. That's my alternate Batman. Batman, it's the same dynamic, but Batman finds the Joker hilarious.
I found it really funny when you put the bomb in that man.
I got to put you in Gotham, but you are funny.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I want to paint.
I'll paint. You are funny, but you got to get the shit beat out of you.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what about this? So we've been discussing the plot. Pretty important. Well, not important, but an element of the Link character.
You have to go unknown for the actor, if that's
well, and also Link, even though in Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild, he does have dialogue, we never hear him speak.
Yeah.
So what, how are we treating that?
Who are we getting? What kind of, like, vibe are we getting? What kind of, like, you know, are we getting?
American, you reckon?
No. Well, I mean.
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, really.
Well, what other accent?
Well, British is the fantasy accent.
French.
French Link!
It'll be a tug of war between Sony and Nintendo, I think.
Yeah.
So what his accent will be, because I reckon Sony will push for American,
where
Nintendo loves to give fantasy characters British accents.
Yeah, that's just the...
Xenoblade has some Australian characters.
Xenoblade has the worst voices.
What about transatlantic accent? Oh,
hello, everybody. That? Something's wrong in Hyrule.
Yes. What do we wear with that?
I think that would be awesome. I think that would make it for a great movie.
I'd go and get the Master Sword to stop
Ganon. Master Sword, you say?
I hope they bring back Zelda's voice actor from Tears of the Kingdom, who every single time the story in Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild starts, I'm like, oh, the voice acting is rough. But no, it's just Zelda. She just speaks in a really
Link.
Weird way.
Yeah.
Link.
I'm in the sword, Link. You've got to break the
You must break the sword. It's very similar to Xenoblade Chronicles, to be honest.
Yeah. The way you're doing it is very similar to me of, you know, Kal-El Nor.
Yeah, that's true. It's like that.
Link, you're sitting on the lasso of truth.
Missed me, Link. Do we think they're going to go for an unknown actor, which I think would be the right move?
They have to.
But also, let's not forget Mario, where they're like, it's very cool that it's going to be Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's on.
So, yeah. So, I mean, they could absolutely pull the rug out from under
Arnie's
us.
Kid, who's in V.
Oh.
The boys, whatever his name is.
Who's
John Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, he blows himself up in the first episode.
So that leaves him open to play.
Like, yeah, he's kind of got that, like, you know, Linkish qualities.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his character's name in The Boys, Gen V, R.I.P.?
What is his name?
I'll find out. I really hope that
he's
lost.
The Fire Boy.
I don't know, dude.
He hugs a man to death.
I've never seen any of these shows. They're not for me.
Dude, they are for you.
That's
because they're
so
awesome
wrong.
Shows, dude.
Oh.
Dude, you gotta. Have you been on the internet?
No.
See a lot of peen.
The
I
boys.
Can see peen whenever I want.
You got
I
go, one.
I Google penis.
Just look dude, down.
There's a scene where
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
And she little. She gets little, and she hug a penis.
Yeah.
And she kicks his balls.
That's. I mean, that's pretty good. But I'm sure I could find that online too.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know who Patrick Schwarzenegger's brother-in-law is?
Who?
Chris Pratt.
Whoa! There you go. There's the connection.
But yeah, I can have a look at his face. I reckon he could be an all right Link.
I think he's got too much going on.
Show
too
us?
Much?
No, I think he could do it.
Yeah, like as in, like he's like
he's angular enough.
Yeah,
but he's got too much personality in his
well,
face.
That's you, a, well, you're going to need a bit of personality for this. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. You're not well, playing. You're not there in the cinema being like, oh, I get to control that boy.
I am the boy on the screen.
Well, yeah. Excuse me, princess. Well, bring that back.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Is it like also these characters? Like a weird benefit you have with the Mario movie, say, is that all the Mario characters are these broad stroke?
Yeah.
Like. They're not really character, you know what I mean? They're like broad stroke personalities.
Yes.
Whereas Zelda and stuff, I don't know. Mm. Like, who is Link?
Well, Link is a tricky one, but all the other characters
Zelda and Ganon, you're fine.
Have characterizations. Yeah. Link is weird, I think, solely just because he only makes noises. But even though he has dialogue in Tears of the Kingdom and I think Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time it's cunty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Like he can get a bit snappy.
He's a bit of a sass queen. Yeah,
he can pull it off.
Yeah.
People are like Timothy Chalamet or Tom Holland.
They're too old.
Timothy Chalamet
point, right?
And Tom Holland are going to be the actors people suggest for this well into their 50s.
Yeah.
People don't notice when actors age.
Yeah.
Also,
it's funny. Why don't we?
Tom Holland as Link, Zendaya as Zelda.
And put in Spider-Man references.
Please.
Robert Downey Jr. Uh-huh. as Ganondorf.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
And
Scarlett Johansson as all of the Gerudos.
Yes. And Kevin Feige, his first acting role, he's a Goron.
And the Goron
wears a cap.
And Kevin Hart is
also a Goron.
Tingle.
Perfect.
It's perfect casting. Yeah. Oh,
come on. The Rock as a Goron.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. Has that become a thing? Like,
surely.
It's so low hanging.
Yeah. Surely somebody said something somewhere.
He can't. Yeah. The Gorons love to eat rocks.
Yeah.
That's their food.
Maybe they'll eat
their
Dwayne
food
the rocks.
Is rocks. Well, legend. Let's find out. Legend of Zelda fan cast.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird, hard thing to cast for.
Because
really.
Again, because you. Depends, like, you know, what age you're going with. Then again, people are being like, yes, Timothy Chalamet or Holland. And you're like, well, yeah, but I think they would be kind of maybe a bit too old.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the time this one comes out, I'm assuming they're going to want to make a bunch of them.
That's 100%.
You kind of want more, like, skewed younger.
Hunter Schafer is heavily rumored for Zelda. Mm-hmm. And that's a name I recognize, but she has a
face. I
think
I might have seen a picture of them, yeah.
A face I don't recognize. So either I have face blindness or I don't actually know the name.
You might have face blindness.
I could have face blindness.
That's possible. If you've got face blindness, you've been doing wonderfully. Can I just say? You always recognize me when I come into the studio.
Ah, she's in Euphoria.
Oh, okay. Here's a question. Like Dusha, you love Zelda.
Uh-huh.
You excited for this movie?
No.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is anyone?
Yes.
It is.
Not in the room, but yes.
Okay, it is like one of those movies that I think people have been clamoring for a really long time. Personally, I don't understand why.
Don't understand maybe like why they're going, right, we're going to go with, great, we did a Mario film and the animated, everyone loved it, it was a good time. Live action's sour.
Yeah.
I don't see why you'd do a live action when you could just do an animated one. I'm guessing, is it cheaper?
I don't know. I mean, Dusha said, I guess you're going for a different market.
Yeah.
But
going for the Bad Boys audience.
Yeah, yeah.
The same with the MCU is action comedies.
Yeah.
Oh, how quippy is it going to be?
Quippy.
I think it's going to be pretty quippy.
But it won't be Link quippy and it won't be Zelda quippy. It'll be like a
Tingle quippy.
Tingle or Goron.
Goron or...
Worst
idea, what you can like put forward. So we're talking so generic. We're talking so like the kids will love this.
Okay.
We're talking just absolutely hot dog shit.
Okay.
So I reckon a team film. And you're going to have Link, you're going to have Tingle, you're going to have a Goron, and you're going to have Navi.
Okay.
All right. So I think that's
a fucked combo.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
Because like, well, look.
But this is the Drax corner,
this
dude.
This is what you got to like, you know, you think about like, how bad can we make this while still calling it a Zelda film?
Yeah, okay.
Because you got to have your Chris Pine type from like the D&D film.
Yeah,
I know
he'll
do well, but I reckon we could kind
people
of
love
know,
Chris
people
Pine.
People love Chris Pine, and so I think we should definitely use that kind of idea where you got like a ragtag crew of people, and then we've got to make a heist.
And it's Tingle, Agoron, Link,
Navi.
And Navi.
Yeah.
You know what I reckon gets a knock on their door for Zelda, maybe?
Yeah.
And this is not my first casting, but if we're talking
if it's executive brain,
if it's the exact,
I reckon a certain Australian actress that's in not the second highest grossing film of the year, but the first highest grossing film of the year, Margot Robbie.
Oh,
I reckon they
Margot
like
Robbie as Zelda. Zelda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think there's a possibility if it's track corner, if we're making the worst possible decisions.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like I don't think that. Because if they go young, there's a chance that it looks goofy in not a good way. So they have to age the character up to probably in their mid-20s kind of thing. And then in the movie, they'll be like, you're, if they do...
15, yeah.
Well, no, they'll...
You're a fantasy 10. It's fine.
Because Link in Ocarina... Adult Link in Ocarina of Time is 17,
I don't know. Yeah.
Let's go with yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's either 17 or 19.
Mm.
And that's usually around the age Link is
as in the, adult. In the games,
In Skywards, in Breath of the Wild, I think he's a little bit old. I mean, he's 100 plus, however old he was.
All right. What about, how's this?
What if it starts like Breath of the Wild and he wakes up in a tube?
Ooh.
Okay. Like a tube link. You fought in a war 100 years ago and almost fucking died.
Yeah, okay. What about this if we're going worst possible ideas? So something that famously has been something that the creators of Link have and Legends of Zelda have wanted to do for a long time is a modern day... post-apocalyptic Legend of Zelda. There's a lot of famous concept art. I think it's a Link on a motorbike, and he looks very stupid. He's in like a tracksuit. What if?
I would play the absolute fuck out of that game.
Oh, me too. It sounds fucking awesome, dude. Right. Gorons with machine guns.
Yeah.
In leather jackets?
Yeah, and maybe they're
like
eating...
Mad Max meets Goron?
Yeah, instead of eating rocks, they're eating cars. Yeah.
All right, how about this? We're getting back on. Okay. I like Margot Robbie. Got me thinking Australian. Got me thinking Australian actors. Okay. Got me thinking Hugh Jackman. Goron.
Hugh Jackman as a Goron is... pretty good.
Musical number?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman loves to sing.
Well, Gorons have a musical number in Ocarina of Time.
They do. That's what I'm thinking.
Now we got Hugh Jackman on board. You know who else we can get on board? Ryan Reynolds as a titular Link.
Oh, dude. That would be grim. But...
I think Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
We're in Drek Corner. Yeah. I don't want this, but you don't cast him as Link because obviously that's obviously even for executives. Every idea we've had so far.
Yeah.
Not
you, can see, you can see that, but then Ryan Reynolds is Link. Ah, he's too old. Tingle, though.
Tingle. Oh, yeah. Ryan Reynolds. Tingle. Oh,
perfect Tingle. Perfect Tingle.
Every scene, he's like adjusting his too tight suit. Yeah. You can see he's nuts.
Yeah. Bernard from.
Westworld. From Westworld. What's his name?
Also, the Watcher from The What Ifs.
Yeah, yeah. He's great. What's. I always forget
Jeffrey Wright.
Yes. Jeffrey Wright.
Perfect Navi.
Jeffrey Wright is Navi.
Yeah, it's out of left field. People are like, oh, you're going to go a high... Oh, deep voice. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay.
I feel like...
What about...
Can we get anyone to voice Epona? Can Epona talk?
What about J.K. Simmons' Navi?
Navi, also good.
J.K. Simmons as the King of Hyrule.
Yeah.
Link, you got to get out there and find the Master Sword! You know? Yeah.
The King of Hyrule is usually a pretty softly spoken, reserved guy.
J.K. Simmons can do softly spoken and then have that like anger.
Because if you don't get him to yell, he still has that simmering tension.
Yeah, for sure.
Good Ganon.
The perfect Ganon or King of Hyrule unfortunately died of, I think, heroin overdose. Philly Seymour Hoffman. Bring him back.
Oh, yeah. He would have killed it. That's true.
What about the Sandman?
The Sandman is who? Link?
No.
Tingle?
Where's my master sword?
Tingle's pretty good. Yeah. You could get someone like that because in the games, Tingle is old.
Yeah.
Like, he's meant to make sad and depressed.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
A John Hamm as a Ganon, just because I like John Hamm as an actor and saying the words John Hamm.
Yeah, it does feel good.
Yeah, well, he's recently been cast in the Mean Girls movie.
Yeah,
so
that's
his
true.
Career is only on the up and up
he's
from here.
He's in Fargo
I can only
5,
assume.
I think, yeah.
I just watched him in The Good Omens.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So, you could always get like, going with Good Omens, you got like, Michael Sheen and David Tennant, Chuck Demon is something. Either of them as a Tingle works.
Yeah.
Zendaya as Zelda, I know I said it as a joke before, but. That's not too bad casting.
It's all right.
The internet would not be happy. Good place.
There could be no people of color in this movie.
Oh, Gerudo's.
The internet will say. Oh, that's true.
Gerudo's
that's
online. True.
Yeah, yeah.
But they will be in this movie. Or the internet will be.
Oh,
The Zoras. They kind of remind me a lot
of another sort of beautiful blue people.
Okay, the Na'vi. The Na'vi.
Whoa.
Can we get any of the Na'vi, the actors who played them?
Okay. James Cameron. James Cameron plays the Zora. Perfect. What if they do a Deep Roy thing with the Gerudo where it's all the one actor? What if they Deep Roy every Zelda race and it's all just the one? I mean, Gorons?
You could get Deep Roy as a Goron.
Yeah. It's going to be a weird movie. I can't imagine a world where it's really
what
good.
It's
going to look like Gorons? An SNL sketch if they don't put enough money into it.
What do you think the Gorons are going to look like? How do they interact with whoever is Link? Is it a person in a costume? Is it VFX?
Well, I think in a perfect world, a Legend of Zelda movie, the perfect time for it to come out for visuals and stuff is like the late 80s. And it's like prosthetics, puppets.
Well, I was like,
I think that's the perfect. And then it becomes
mid-2000s, brother, after Lord of the Rings.
That's true.
Pan's Labyrinth.
The 80s.
Well, no, because I'm imagining, like, I'm not imagining like a serious, I'm imagining something like Labyrinth, something aimed more at children, like Labyrinth or the Dark Crystal. Yeah. That aesthetic, I think, would be awesome for a Zelda movie.
Yeah, that would have been pretty. Yeah.
Obviously, we're past that now. You couldn't make that movie without people being like, what the fuck did you do to Link?
Why did you get the Henson Company involved?
But I think at the time, I think that would have been the perfect way to make this movie because you could make it look really, you could get that atmosphere that a Zelda game has.
Yeah, like imagine again, you get the Skull Kid, but what are the bird people called?
Skeksis?
Yeah, like moving like that.
I think that would really work, terrifying and gross and cool. You know,
I think that they will just do visual effects for things like the Goron, and they'll just look like the game.
Yeah, yeah.
What about that fucking? Oh wait, are the Gorons just all fucked up in one of the games? There's that thin Goron that's old.
Oh yeah, what about him?
What game's he from? Take that design.
Oh yeah,
do you know the one I'm talking about?
I think is that from Twilight Princess?
Maybe. Goron? I know in Wind Waker, all the species change heaps except Goron, who now wear shirts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's not many of them left because they lived underground, but underground is underwater now.
Yeah.
Man, and then Breath of the Wild, they're the Fishman and the Birdman, even though the Birdman is the Fishman. Yeah. Hyrule's under the sea.
And
under the sea, you said.
Yeah, and then you fix the game by drowning Hyrule again.
Yeah. Oh, it's cool stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like wet Hyrule. It's nice.
Wet Hyrule's good.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Train Hyrule.
I know you love Train Hyrule.
Imagine Legend of Zelda. It's like the it comes up on the screen, Legend of Zelda, the movie, and then you hear
choo-choo!
Fade in on a fantasy train.
Link, you have to become the Lord of the Trains.
I am vibrating with such excitement next to you that I phase out of reality. All of a sudden, I was never born.
Well, at least it solved one of our problems.
Yeah.
It's just a little scorch mark on the chair.
Yeah, I don't know. The more I think about this, I'm like, such a weird thing to do this live action. Because all I can, like, the aesthetic that I'm thinking this might be good is like a combination of, like, Breath of the Wild mixed with, like, Final Fantasy IX.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like,
If it was fucking animated. Even if they went for like a more adulty style animation.
Yeah.
Fucking like Spider-Verse-y. I know that everyone wants every animated movie to be Spider-Verse.
No, but I know what you mean. So you make it like it's like a CGI movie, but it's stylized, basically. Yeah. You know, you go for that kind
of. Don't make it in the like. Sorry, no offense, Jackson. Don't make it in the Minion style. Make it
that's
in
okay.
like the.
It's all right. I
Teenage
understand.
Even like, actually, rather than Spider-Verse, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem is probably a better example of it. Because it's. Same kind of style, but it's like messier and it makes the action and stuff like. And they do a really good job of making all the creatures in that look like grots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is what most of the races in Zelda, like Gorons.
Yeah.
Oh, but you they're see also a lot very
of
pe- smooth.
You see a lot of people saying that they would love this in a Studio Ghibli style.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's
no.
I mean, I think it'd be fine, but it's not the Zelda, really.
People, I don't think, know what they mean when they say that. Because if they actually wanted in Studio Ghibli style, Studio Ghibli films clash very heavily with what The Legend of Zelda is. Legend of Zelda is pretty loud and big. Studio Ghibli films are notorious. Like, they're quite famous for their space where the characters are just sitting there.
You're not really going to get a lot of that in a Legend of Zelda movie. Like, also, I think people get this thing in their head where they're like, I want it in a Studio Ghibli style, and they imagine that it will be like a Studio Ghibli movie. just because visually they're like, that's what I want it to look like.
Yeah, but I think it's the opposite. People are like, I want the Studio Ghibli style, but I want it to just be like I'm watching myself play the video game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you made a Zelda game in the Studio Ghibli style, like as in you just made a Studio Ghibli Zelda game, I don't think that appeases them too, because it would be so slow.
Yeah, yeah,
especially current Studio Ghibli. Recently, all of their movies have been like, let's have a think about everything.
Yeah. Let's have a relax. Which is good.
I like that.
Nice. Yeah, Ariadne, that movie rules.
Okay.
The Heron or whatever the new one is.
Boy and the Heron. Boy and the Heron. How Do You Live, which is what it was originally called.
That's awesome.
What a title.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, any swings to the fences in its current moment in time?
I know I've said this a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a really easy go-to swing for the fence. My swing for the fence is that this movie will be good.
Yeah, yeah. My swing for the fence, and this is also kind of safe, is that this movie will come with the expectation of like multiple Zelda movies, and that this movie will set up multiple sequels that will never happen. And I think this movie, if it does really badly, which it might, will kind of be like a real pulling the reins on the video game movie sort of genre thing that's happening again right now.
Yeah.
Although, it's something that is worth noting. Nintendo are notoriously, look, I love Nintendo, but they're pieces of shit to work with.
Yes, I hear that.
Because there was meant to be a Star Fox Netflix series. Mm. Netflix got hacked
or something happened
and that news came out. Mm-hmm. And Nintendo weren't ready to announce it, so they just cancelled it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, don't look. Stop it.
It's not happening.
Yeah, Netflix was like, whoops, and Nintendo were like, we're not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
So okay. I guess the thing is there is a chance.
Like, Nintendo, I don't think, is above looking at a thing being like, this isn't good.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
So they must have been hit with a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
Link puts on the hat that turned him into Goron, and we get a Goron race like Pod Racer from episode one.
That's would awesome. Fucking rock, dude. Hell yeah. Yeah.
It's actually a Goron mask, though, not a hat.
A mask is a hat for your face.
Yeah.
Dude, doofus. A shoe is a hat for your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's great they're all on the same like fucking board for once in their goddamn life.
When you get dressed in the morning, you just put on a series of hats.
Yeah.
A series of masks, really. A shirt, not a mask for your chest.
My belly.
Yeah. See?
Aren't we all wearing a mask on our belly?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess a hat is simply just a mask for the top of your head.
Yeah, see?
So I guess masks and hats are interchangeable,
they're the same
really.
Thing, basically.
Yeah.
That's true.
You say potato, I say hat.
Yeah.
You know, you say, oh, it's kind of a hat on a hat. You can say, it's kind of a hat on a mask.
Yeah, it's kind of a mask on a mask.
I don't know if it's unnecessary. I think it's kind of a mask on a hat.
I really, really hope that they do embrace a slightly... No, I'm not saying... I'm not... Going to be one of those guys being like, the only way a Zelda movie works is if it's R-rated.
Yeah. Because
obviously, no.
Yeah.
But like, I really hope they don't shy away from the darker elements of it. Because Zelda games, that's like part of just what makes them really spooky. Good.
Yeah.
Like, again, those
Wind Waker's fucked up.
Dark fantasy elements that you can kind of, you know, again, borrow from like, you know, Pan's Labyrinth is a good example of that.
Which is very hard R-rated.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, just, you know, dial it back a little
bit. Well, you just don't need the fascist soldier killing someone with a bottle. Don't put that in.
You take that out. I reckon you get that as an M.
Nintendo was starting to sweat. I don't know if we should make this movie if we're removing that scene.
But see, I hope that there's dark elements, but I hope that, and this is a really kind of fine needle to thread.
I also hope there's trains.
Yeah, well, obviously. But no, but I hope that it's not like we've put the dark moments in so that everyone could be like, oh, it's... You know what
film?
It's like, kind of like a marketing thing where they're like, it's dark. This ain't your granddaddy's Legend of Zelda.
This isn't your mama's Mean Girls.
It looks
like. Have you seen that trailer?
Not yet.
Well, listeners, if you're watching the, I'm sure if you've seen the Mean Girls trailer, you've heard the discourse about it.
Oh.
So in the start of the Mean Girls trailer, it says, this isn't your mama's Mean Girls. And then it looks pretty much like a shot-for-shot remake of Mean Girls.
Yeah.
But it's actually a musical. They just didn't put any of the songs.
There's no songs
or
in the trailer.
Of the songs in
you
the
would
trailer.
Have no idea that there were songs in it if they didn't. It's an exceptionally bizarre trailer.
And the only reason you would... Like, going
like
back
the dialogue is the same. Like, it's the same movie with different actors. Like,
well, but not all the different actors.
Well, yeah,
Tina
Fey's
still
there.
Playing the same character.
And it says, this ain't your mama's Mean Girls. And you're like, it seems like it is.
John Hamm's the teacher that's like, hey, if you fuck, you die.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
that's scary. Don't tell me that, John Hamm.
Have you seen Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the gym teacher?
Yeah.
That's John Hamm this time.
Okay.
Yeah. Tina Fey's still the teacher and the principal's still the same guy that's her friend from Saturday Night Live.
Is it a movie version of the musical version of Mean Girls? Yeah, okay.
So there's a musical, which is an adaptation of the movie. And now this is an adaptation of the musical. An adaptation of an adaptation.
That's fine. Whatever.
Okay. Well, I just put the fucking song in the trailer.
They do. I feel like there was something else that came out semi-recently where it had the same thing.
Into the Woods didn't have any music in its trailers. People fucking hated that movie.
Why do you not put...
Dear Evan Hansen, did that have a song in its trailer?
That movie's awesome.
That motherfucker keeps thinking about that time he tried to kill himself by jumping out of a small to medium-sized tree.
He's always on the verge of tears in every single scene.
And he's like 45 and everyone's...
That's what he sings like. And he'd just be at the fucking kitchen table with the family he's conning. And they're like, you didn't know my son? And he's like...
I like his little warble.
That's what it's like. Every song sounds like that. It takes him a million years to get going. I watched that movie on the plane. I was laughing.
Yeah, I kept looking over to you being like, wow, he's doing it.
I was laughing up a storm. It's so funny.
When you make very dramatic musicals, you gotta understand that usually does not transition well to the silver screen.
So fucking good, dude. Because
you can hear and see what's going on. You don't need to use your imagination at all, so you don't need to go as big.
Yeah.
Dear Evan Hansen, the movie
Ben Platt's going huge, and no one else is. Ben Platt's facial expressions are like, he's like a fucking ventriloquist dummy. Everyone else is just playing like very reserved.
Vaudevillian kind of thing to be like, I got to paint my face so the back of the stage can see it.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Like
we have close-ups these days. No!
Will people be able to tell that I'm 45? Yes. Aren't you in your 20s, actually? Why do you look like that? Anyway, man, Dear Evan Hansen's awesome.
So what I'm hearing is...
He's wearing makeup that makes...
Ben Platt! Words fail.
Link, I need you to collect the Master Sword.
Master Sword! That's my swing for the fences. Ben Platt is Link.
You fucked up your movie real bad if the very tragic backstory scene that your character constantly has trauma and flashbacks to looks stupid and funny.
Oh, yeah.
They fucked it.
A huge plot point in that movie is that they need to get money for an orchard and they don't get all the money for an orchard. What the fuck money does an orchard need? You grow the trees. They never establish what the money's going to. They're just like, the orchard needs $100,000. What? And if we get the orchard $100,000, kids will stop killing themselves. This is the greatest movie ever made. I love Dear Evan Hansen so much.
It's so much.
Yeah, it's all good.
They got to save the orchard because they went.
They have a mortgage?
Ben Platt's character, whose name I forgot, he's not. Oh, no, he is Evan Hansen. Because he's writing letters to himself. He cons everyone into thinking he was best friends with a guy that killed himself, and it makes him very famous. And the family are like, what did you do together? We've never heard of you before.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, we hung out all the time at the orchard, which is where he tried to kill himself. Mm-hmm. And the family are like, the orchard we visited once. And Evan Hansen sings a song about how he wishes he had a friend. And then he's like, yeah, that orchard was so important to him. Okay. And then he starts a group of, he gives a speech. At the there's like a assembly for the guy that did kill himself.
There's an assembly
for Connor. Mm-hmm. And he gives a speech that's so good. Mm-hmm. We don't see it, but it's so heartfelt that it goes viral. Mm-hmm. And then they start a campaign to get money for the orchard.
Okay.
And there's one girl who leaks the suicide note that got him in trouble because she's like, we need more money for the orchard. And this will get sympathy for people. And if we don't get money for the orchard.
Is that Connor's sister?
No. I forget her name. She's just another sad kid at school.
Alana?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, because Connor's sister is the one that Evan Hansen cons into thinking because she's really fucked up because her brother was but also he was like a drug addict and he was pretty abusive to her and she's got a complicated relationship with him. Uh-huh. And Evan Hansen's like, he loved you. And then he starts describing the things Evan loves about her.
Yeah.
He's like, you're beautiful. I want to date you. He said all these things. And she's like, wow. When I talk to you, it's like I'm connecting with my brother. It's awesome. That movie's crazy. What's fail? And Ben Platt's 40 in it. Even though he wasn't 40 at the time, he looks 40.
Yeah, like when you look at the
makeup. He looks normal in interviews.
When you look at the makeup they put on him to make him look younger, he looks older.
It's so funny. And because they clearly wanted him to seem smaller, he hunches all the time. So he's like this horrible ghoul at the family dinner singing while no one else does. Everybody's just looking at him like, what the fuck is going on?
But then like the supporting cast are all like conventionally attractive people as well, but actually not teenagers, like younger actors.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Caitlin Dever and she's in one of the teens in Booksmart.
Okay. Yeah.
And like Amandla Steinberg.
Yeah.
Say Amandla?
Amandla.
Yeah. Amandla. Cool name.
Amanda, but with an L before
I'm
the
here to amandle your grapes. I'm the Amandla.
And she's in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies and something else.
Yeah, dude. Dear Evan Hansen. Maybe I'll watch that tonight. That movie's so funny.
Yeah. Dear Evan Hansen faced criticism aimed at the casting of Ben Platt, who was 27 at the time, as a high school student. Some of it attributed to nepotism because his father, Mark Platt, was a producer on the film.
He was making his little boy an Oscar movie. That's basically
criticism was also aimed at its direction, screenplay, lack of faithfulness to a source material, and portrayal of mental illness. No. Though some of the supporting cast performances received some praise.
An awesome thing they did is that in the theatrical production, Evan Hansen's friend is just really homophobic all the time, and that's the joke. But for this one, because they didn't want to change any dialogue, they just made him gay. So he's still, because Evan sings, he's like, I'm writing letters to myself, but I got to make it seem like I'm writing letters to the kid that killed himself, to Connor. And his friend is like, dude, that sounds pretty gay. Were you boyfriends? And in the theatrical production, he's just a prick. But in this, they're like, we can't be bothered rewriting that. If he's gay, he can't be homophobic. Anyway, everybody should watch Dear Evan Hansen. One of the greatest movies ever made.
Yeah, a laugh a minute.
Honestly, I was having such a good time on that plane.
The songs suck too.
Yeah, it's all bad.
I know that people like the musical, but the musical itself is bad.
Yeah, so before Zelda comes out, you're a pregame and a good time. All I'm hearing is Evan Hansen.
Give it a watch.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck,
available now on most streaming services I could only assume.
Yeah.
What a wonderful time.
A budget of $30 million that made a whopping 19.
Wow. What a wonderful time that movie is.
Yeah, that's good.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
This
has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the Baseless Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.